Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Happy Tuesday. It is Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN, and it is another Power Hour edition of Spencer on Sports, as you just heard on that promo there. Chicago Cubs baseball coming your way in about an hour and 5 minutes here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Cubs and the Nationals next three nights. In fact, pregame show starts at 5:10, so an early out for yours truly. So we got to cram an hour or two-hour show into 1 hour. See if we can be successful at that. We've done it before. We can do it again, and we will do it again here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. Talk line, text line always open for you here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in and around Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in and around Iowa City. Of course, plenty of ways you could stream our content, too. If you have not downloaded the free 1600 ESPN app, you can go to your app store. Look for the app right there. Look for our logo. Look for Cedar Rapids, Iowa City's references to that in the App Store. There are other 1600 ESPNs out there. Want to make sure you're getting the right content. And download that app. It's absolutely free. You can not only listen to live audio, you can listen to podcasts right there in the app. You can also follow along with what's happening at the station. Got our latest information right there on the app, and it's available today in your App Store, KGYMRadio.com. Also available on your smart speaker. Spencer and Isaac with you till 5:10, basically 5 o'clock, but we'll be back for a little bit to launch a very abbreviated edition of Drive Time here on 1600 ESPN. But coming up in the next hour or so, we'll get to three big things here in just a moment. Also dive into a few good minutes and interesting stuff today. Another turn in that whole legal deal with the House settlement. Nothing's been decided, nothing's been approved yet, but another extension that's now creeping up to the deadline and the start of when all this is supposed to go into effect. I'll get you filled in with latest details coming up after 4:30. Get you the sports menu on the way at about 4:50 tonight, and then we'll send you off into the evening and Chicago Cubs baseball after 5 here on 1600 ESPN. Also have a chance for you to win tickets today. Been giving away tickets. Well, only had our first giveaway of the week yesterday. Got chances all week long to score tickets to see Justin Moore and Joe Nichols, two great country music singers performing live in concert on June 21st. So 2 weeks from this Saturday, we're coming to the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids, and we are playing a trivia game called Justin or Joe. Justin or Joe. The correct answer of the trivia question is someone named Justin or someone named Joe. Yesterday it was Justin Jefferson. Is it going to be another Justin or another Joe today? We'll find out. See how well you know your athletes named Justin or Joe. I'll give you that chance to win. In fact, we'll do it in about 20 minutes here on 1600 ESPN. And 319-366-1600 if you want to join in on the conversation today. Isaac's here. How you doing over there?
I'm doing all right. Looking forward to today's shorter show.
Power Hour.
Power Hour.
Power Hour for the next 3 days, and then I can't call it a Power Hour Friday, but another short show on Friday.
Yeah, hour and a half.
90 minutes.
Yeah, there's not a real good nickname for that, is there?
Power 90 minute? No.
It doesn't flow
Power,
very well.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. We'll work on that before Friday. 319-366-1600. Let's get into three big things.
What's happening?
Big news. This just in.
This is really important.
Wow, that is really, really big.
Oh, it is really, really big. Three big things to start the conversation here on 1600 ESPN. Do this every Monday through Friday. Talking about the big stories in sports. Since we talked last, a lot happens over the course of 24 hours. And use this as kind of a look back, but also a look ahead. And I was planning to look ahead, at least for the first bullet point, the first topic, the first item on three big things today. But then we got some interesting breaking news earlier this afternoon. Let's start off with
number one,
and we'll play the breaking news sounder, although you've likely heard about this news by now. But if you're just turning on the radio after work or just getting back into the car here this afternoon, fresh off their deepest playoff run in 25 years, and just a couple days after getting knocked out of the Eastern Conference Finals, the New York Knicks have fired Tom Thibodeau. The NBA is a cruel business. Sports, in general, are a very cruel business. We've seen coaches get fired in pretty rapid succession. I will talk about the Milwaukee Bucks here because what else is new? I talk about them a lot on the show, but I think back to a couple years ago with Mike Budenholzer, and this is a much different scenario with Thibodeau. It's similar but different. Of course, Budenholzer won a championship in Milwaukee. Thibodeau didn't. But it's similar in the fact that Thibodeau took the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he was a lucky bounce on a game-tying two from Tyrese Halliburton or an Aaron Nesmith, crazy performance in that series, from possibly going to a Game 7 and maybe even winning the Eastern Conference Finals and going to the NBA Finals. And, of course, a lot of people are going to say, well, what would have happened had they gotten to the Finals? Would this still be the case? We don't know, and you're never going to get the answer to it because he's no longer the coach of the Knicks. But a surprising move. There were a lot of rumors, a lot of discussion since the game Saturday night. Throughout the day yesterday, I made the joke at the beginning of the show yesterday that ESPN, the national folks, had already moved on pretty quickly to what's the future of the Knicks, and had not really focused in on the actual games, which are yet to be played starting Thursday, the best of seven NBA finals between two really good basketball teams. But when a big market team makes a move like this, it certainly gets a lot of attention, and that is where we stand right now. But Knicks making the change. I'm not sure where they go from this. The name Michael Malone has been floated out there quite a bit. At least that's the name I've seen, at least in initial lists from some of the talking heads at ESPN and other sites. The NBA and sports, like I said, Isaac, a pretty brutal business, and even a coach that had been pretty successful at New York is now out of a job today. What's your initial reaction to Tibbs getting the axe in the Big Apple?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. I would not have fired Tibbs. I don't want to say I understand, but I think there are some points where Tibbs needs to improve, certainly. Mm-hmm. I also think that there is a high likelihood, just based off of Tibbs' sort of history with the Bulls and with the Timberwolves, this could just kind of be his ceiling, and he hit his ceiling, and I think maybe the Knicks think they're getting out ahead of the eventual regression that sometimes comes with Tibbs teams where they hit that point and then the team gets really drained just by, I won't say his presence, but his coaching style, I guess would be the best way to put it, and start to regress every single year after that. So maybe they think they're getting out ahead of that before that regression hits. I also think the Knicks don't really have any other moves they could make roster-wise. Like, I know everyone's talking about, Giannis is going to go to the Knicks. They don't have the assets.
No, they don't.
Just straight up, unless Giannis says, I'm only going to New York, and that's it. You have to trade me to the Knicks. That's the only way that happens. There's no real roster moves the Knicks can make to improve their team, in my opinion, at least, outside of just bench pieces. So I think they looked at that and said, I guess the only move we can make is maybe change a little bit, tweak our style a little bit from the Tibbs system to Michael Malone's system or whoever they hire. So I was surprised. I wouldn't have done it. I do think there's fair criticisms for Tibbs, but I think you gotta let it ride out just a little bit more and not just preemptive strike what you think is going to happen next year.
And there's a lot of talk right now, and the finals aren't even over yet, so I'm not sure we need to have the conversation just yet, but a lot of talk about the East versus the West and the East here moving forward, especially going into the 25-26 season. You have Jason Tatum out for probably much of the year. You have the Bucks kind of painted into a corner with Giannis, and what's he going to do? Is he going to ask for a trade? Damian Lillard's probably going to be out all season. Doc Rivers is still the head coach, which I think is the biggest hindrance there. And I won't go on a rant about Doc right now. I promise you I won't. But the East is still pretty wide open. And
it's going to be wide, wide open next year, too.
Yeah. And so, the Pacers, the Cavs are still going to be pretty good, I think. The Magic are getting better.
They got new jerseys, too. A new logo today.
Oh,
yeah, they're bringing back the pinstripes.
Oh, they are. Nice. Welcome back to the 80s and 90s.
Just the 90s.
Just the 90s. Yeah, they weren't around in the 80s. Duh. A good old Penny Hardaway Magic time. But anyways, the East is wide open, is my point. And I see kind of both sides of this. Like, maybe the Knicks see their opportunity, like you said, okay, let's, if we get a truly different style, a coach that, you know, doesn't play his players 38 minutes every single night, or his starters 38 minutes every single night, you know, maybe, just maybe, they see an opportunity. Okay, yeah, we have the pieces. Maybe we make a few tweaks with six men and all that stuff, and the different things that happen. Maybe they just think it's one stylistic change away. Teams are never one stylistic change away, in my opinion. It takes much more than just, you know, changing the coach. Yeah, you might have a new coach bump, right? You know, to start next year, but there's no guarantees that that's going to be the end all be all, the reason that it works out or not for the Knicks. Maybe they see an opening to get the right voice in there, and that is the bump they need. I don't know the answer. We're not going to, you know the full answers, because front offices are never that open and stuff like that. But I see it. I understand it. But at the same time, I don't understand it. And that sounds like I'm playing both sides of the coin, maybe because I am. But they must see an opportunity to take the East and be in the conversation again, because I think they will be. But they have to get it right, because if they fired the coach who led them to their most successful run in 25 years and they go back to, you know, winning 26 games and they're a lottery team next year, they're going to be a whole lot of upset New York Knicks fans next season, to say the very least.
Yeah, again, I don't know if I would have made this move. I think there's certainly things I don't like about Tibbs as a head coach. Like you said, playing guys high minutes in, you know, random January Thursday games, I think that's a fair criticism. I think the Knicks' biggest selling point, I think that was probably the Knicks' biggest point, where this is back-to-back years now where the Knicks players look gassed at the end of a series. And part of that is just playing the Pacers based off their style. Yeah, they weaponize cardio better than anyone. But part of it is just the season leading up to it. They play a ton of minutes. These guys are, you know, worn down by the time the calendar year comes around here. So I think there's fair criticism of it. I think that's probably the biggest reason that the Knicks moved on. I just wouldn't have, I don't know, it feels a little bit too much like you're expecting regression, which I don't know why you would expect that. I guess is the best way to put it. Like, I don't know why they seem to think next year there's going to be a drop off in player and play on the court. So I wouldn't have done it. I do think there's some reasons that are fair to criticize Tibbs. I don't think it's enough for a firing or parting of ways, however they worded it.
319-366-1600-1971 agreeing with you on the text line. Firing is silly. The quick trigger firing of coaches isn't great for the game. I agree with that. I thought, and I'll circle back to the Bucks here, and someone out there is going to be annoyed with me for doing that, but I thought them firing Budenholzer after, I mean, they were the one seed, they lost to the eight seed, but they didn't have their best player. And I thought you could have gotten by giving him an extra year, right? Okay, Giannis was out basically that entire series. And yeah, it looks bad as the one seed losing to the eight, but I mean, stuff happened. If he had gotten knocked out the following season, which ended up being the half Adrian Griffin, half Doc Rivers season, you know, then you talk, right? Then it's time to make the change. But I just don't understand, you know, I see, maybe where they might be going with this, but the majority of me right now is like, they just got to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I remember the Knicks in the 2010s largely being a joke. Right? Like, the Knicks are a joke. Like, I mean,
Carmelo Anthony literally saved that franchise from absolute, I don't want to say obscurity because it's the Knicks, but irrelevance, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
I remember the Knicks just being, oh, it's the Knicks. They're just not any good. It's a fan base that is, you know, yearning for success. I mean, they're not a poor, downtrodden fan base because they're the Knicks. They're a, you know, a major market team, but I remember them being kind of the afterthought in that division, behind the Nets, behind the Celtics, behind the Sixers, right? And now it's, okay, like, they're back to the Eastern Conference Finals, and now it's, well, you're gone. Thanks, Tibbs. Thanks for nothing. 319-366-1600. Here is Shams Charania from ESPN. Let's make sure I have the right clip queued up here. talking about how the Knicks came to this decision. This is from earlier today on SportsCenter.
As soon as the Knicks season ended, they started meetings internally, and James Dolan, the Knicks owner, Leon Rose, their president, they believe the best path for this team to take the next step as an organization to win a championship is that they need a new voice. And so Leon Rose and James Dolan came to the decision this morning that they were going to part ways with Tom Thibodeau. He is fired as their head coach. You think about what they've done as an organization, like to lose in the conference finals, that's not a bad feat. This is a team that's gone from really out of much contention at all. Then when Tom Thibodeau comes in, they become respectable again. Four or five seasons in the playoffs. They've had back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since the 1990s. I mean, I think everyone around the league is stunned. I mean, my phone is blowing up. A bunch of teams are reaching out right now. Absolutely shocked, but they've been having meetings for the last 24 hours, and this is the decision they came with.
And Shams, one more clip from him talking about who might be on the list to replace Tom Thibodeau.
I'm not sure yet which direction they go, but you think about, for Tom Thibodeau, the issues that they probably had with him. You think about what Mikal Bridges said early in the year, and I think a comment like that rings true. Like a guy that might trust his bench more, a guy that might be a little bit more lenient based on his principles and what he wants to enact. I mean, clearly the way Tom Thibodeau coached, I mean, for better or for worse, he was very, I won't even say stuck in his way, but he had a way that he was going to operate. That's what it was going to be. He was not going to change. And for better or for worse, now it leads to a lot of success. All these guys have career years, but clearly the Knicks, I think the direction they're going to go in now is figuring out a guy that they know can build out the entire roster, the bench, can work with the front office, is a little bit more lenient based on what their strategies are, and not so, you know, Tibbs has success his way or the highway. In this case, I guess the Knicks gave him the highway.
They certainly did give him the highway. ESPN Shams Charania there with some comments made on SportsCenter. It's kind of interesting to read the comments and listen to the comments back, because Jalen Brunson was asked after Game 6, and it's a terrible time for the question, but the question needs to be asked. Like, do you believe, Brunson was asked, do you believe Thibodeau is the right guy? And he said, are you seriously asking me this question? Yes, he is. And I'd love to be a fly on the wall when he found out that Thibodeau got fired.
Jalen Brunson's dad is an assistant coach on the staff, by the way.
Are they hiring his dad?
I would be stunned if that's the
319-366.
But it is worth noting, like, Rick Brunson is
maybe
on the staff.
Yes, that's true. That's true. We'll see what happens there. Pardon me. Knicks making the biggest story of the day as the finals approach. They got it in. It wasn't a finals day news dump. It was a couple days before the finals. Get people talking. Then we can switch back to Pacers Thunder in the days ahead. But NBA Finals Game 1 coming up Thursday night, and we'll preview that as the week goes forward here on 1600 ESPN. Three big things rolling right along here. Let's get to
Number two.
Oh, boy, did you see the upset last night in the Women's College World Series? Holy cow, what a loss. A walk-off win for Texas Tech, but the loss for Oklahoma. There will not be a five-peat for the Sooners. They are the four-time defending champion, or were the four-time defending champion in the Women's College World Series, and the Red Raiders walked them off last night in Oklahoma. Here is how that sounded last night, courtesy of ESPN.
Will they pitch to Lauren Allred? It looks like it. Allred's first pitch swinging into right. Barker loads up. Davis to the plate! Save! Texas Tech has done it! They end the greatest dynasty in college softball history! The Red Raiders storm to the championship series!
An all-Texas championship series coming up. Texas and Texas Tech in the Women's College World Series Championship Series starting up tomorrow night. Texas Tech looking to be the first team to win the national championship in its Women's College World Series debut since, guess what, Oklahoma did it back in the year 2000. The numbers are pretty incredible. If you're a college softball fan, I'm sure you've seen these over and over again, but the Sooners' loss ended the run at a fifth straight national title. Over the last 5 years, they went 287-24. Including 129 shutout wins and 155 wins by the run rule. That is incredible dominance. They all had all of that they had without having a single shutout or run rule loss over that span. So that's incredible dominance and just a lack of really ever losing. When they lost games, it was like 3-2, 4-2, 5-1, stuff like that. It was never 10-0 in five innings or whatever. They were the ones doing that to the opponents. And their head coach, as you can imagine, Patty Gasso, she was pretty emotional after the run for a five-peat came to an end.
I haven't felt this in a while. So no one's feeling sorry for me about that, I'm sure. But it's always, you always want to raise a trophy and just celebrate down at Toby Keith's place. That's kind of been our place for the last 4 years. I don't know. It's hard to talk about. I'm really excited for the future.
Really excited for the future, she says. Patty Gasso, the Oklahoma softball coach, after last night's walk-off loss to Texas Tech. We move ahead.
Number three,
and stick with college diamond stuff. We're talking about college baseball. I need a new team. Who do I? I think I've chosen my team, but both of my bandwagon picks for the men's college World Series are done. Ole Miss lost to Murray State. Congratulations to the Missouri Valley Conference getting a representative, Murray State, on to the Super Regionals for the first time in program history. They're the 10th four seed to advance to the Supers and the fourth in the past five seasons, but they knocked out my Ole Miss Rebels. So I need a team to follow. I think I'm going to go with it's tough to see your team get knocked out, but I don't know. How about we just cheer? How everybody has a good time. Let's just go with that.
Cheer for fun.
Everybody's gonna have fun. I might jump on the Louisville bandwagon. We have a Big Ten team left in UCLA. A couple Big 12 schools: Arizona and West Virginia. I don't know. I think I'll go Louisville.
Who's the biggest underdog? If you like, again, there's
probably
odds
Murray
on this.
State. Probably Murray State. Yeah, I don't have the odds in front of me, but I'm guessing Murray State. But I need a team to come out of the regionals here, or to the super regionals, to go to the College World Series. Maybe Louisville. I think I'm on the Louisville bandwagon. I'm just picking teams at random.
I feel like you're bad luck at this point.
Louisville fans for go Hurricanes. I'm cheering for Louisville. Maybe I should. UTSA, Texas San Antonio, the Roadrunners going up against UCLA. We could pull for them as well. But it's tough to see both your teams get out, but should be an entertaining Super Regionals coming up here with the game starting up Friday and going into the weekend. Louisville and Miami, UCLA and UTSA in Los Angeles. You also have Arkansas and Tennessee, Auburn and Coastal Carolina, North Carolina and Arizona, LSU and West Virginia, Duke and Murray State, and then Oregon State taking on Florida State in Corvallis. Those are your super regionals in college baseball. So, I'll go with Louisville, but I feel like I just made a bunch of people mad by picking Louisville because I'm cursed. UTSA. Well, UTSA or Murray State, we're cheering for the underdogs. That's my advice here. Your Little Rock team came close.
They did, yeah.
Almost knocked off LSU, but it's tough to win in Baton Rouge. That's what we learned.
Again, so. I was only cheering for them. They're new-ish to D1 wrestling, men's wrestling. So
that's true.
That was my whole reasoning. If the team has wrestling, or one school has wrestling and the other school doesn't, that's my tiebreaker.
Okay, that's your tiebreaker.
Typically,
wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that. I mean, it was part of the reason I was okay with like Ohio State beating Notre Dame.
Oh,
in
sure.
College football. Ohio
sure.
State's got wrestling. Notre Dame got rid of their program in 90s, I want to say.
Really? I didn't know that.
I believe Hold it on. Was the 90s. I could be wrong.
I need to read up on my wrestling history, clearly. We're so focused in on what's happening here in the state and the Big Ten and the Big 12. Like, oh, I didn't realize Notre Dame. And Notre Dame has hockey,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Men's and women's hockey.
I believe so.
Right? They got baseball. I know that. But I did not know that. Okay. Well, there you go. I learned something new on the show today. And it's not even wrestling season. It's college baseball season. We're picking a team. 319-366-1600. Any suggestions on who to cheer for in the Super Regionals? I'm going with the underdogs, going with the small guys, UTSA and Murray State. But if there is a team that we are sleeping on, your thoughts are welcome on the text line at 319-366-1600. All right, we got to chug right along. The Power Hour rolling right along here again with you till 5:10. Here, Cubs Radio pregame starts at 5:10. And since we got a short show today, let's give folks a chance to win some tickets to see a great show coming to Cedar Rapids again, June 21st. It's a Saturday, 2 weeks from this Saturday, in fact, at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. Justin Moore and Joe Nichols. If you love country music, I'm sure you know Justin and Joe. Their songs, their albums, they do great singing. They're good at what they do. They're two of the best in country music. I don't know where I was going with that, but we're giving out pairs of tickets all week long, and all you have to do is correctly answer my Justin or Joe trivia. I will ask you a trivia question about a sports figure, an athlete, and the correct answer is either going to be the name or start with the name Justin or Joe. And the first person to call Isaac at 319-366-1600 and give him the correct answer will be the winner of some tickets here today. From us. Your clues today in Justin or Joe. This NFL quarterback was a first-round pick of Baltimore in the 2008 draft. After 10 seasons with the Ravens, including a Super Bowl win, he's bounced around with six different teams and is actually now entering his second stint with Cleveland. Who is it? 319-366-1600, Justin or Joe. Give Isaac a call and tell him the correct answer, and you could win some tickets to see Justin Moore and Joe Nichols live in Cedar Rapids coming up on June 21st. CREventslive.com, the place to go for all the details and your opportunity to purchase tickets as well. 319-366-1600, good luck. We'll get you the correct answer and our winner coming up in just a bit. SportsCenter on the way, and then we'll spend a few good minutes on a topic in the sports world that's next here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Widespread showers and storms will continue to move through the area throughout this evening as well as into early tonight. We'll see temperatures fall back into the middle 50s. On Wednesday, we expect dry conditions along with mostly sunny skies. It will be hazy, though, because of wildfire smoke, and we'll see high temperatures around 75 degrees. Wednesday night, we expect partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows will drop back into the middle 50s. On Thursday, we expect partly to mostly cloudy skies and a high temperature near 77. And that was a check. Your weather first forecast, I'm meteorologist Kason Frericks.
Hey, it's Spencer here for Quickstar, and this summer, are you ready to climb to the top? Well, if you are, you should gear up for Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb, where every sip gets you closer to the summit. Now through August 17th, you can play each day for free in your Quick Rewards app, and you could score some bonus plays with every eligible item you grab at your neighborhood Quickstar. That includes Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Gatorade, Propel, Bubbler. Grab some Starbucks, Pure Leaf Tea, or Rockstar. Get one of those with hot food, and you can earn two bonus plays, too. And every week, someone is cashing in. Each week, the prize climbs by $5,000, going higher and higher until one player reaches the top and gets the ultimate prize, which is $250,000 in cash. All you have to do is open up your Quick Rewards app and get climbing for a chance to win, because this summer, the view from the top is worth every play. It's Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase necessary. See the full rules at quickstar.com/sweepstakes.
Alison Krauss and Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas.
How many days should I smile?
Arcadia 2025 Tour.
A smile on your face lets me know that.
Friday, June 13th, McGrath Amphitheater, with special guest Willie Watson. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Don't miss Alison Krauss and Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas live.
Emil's Hideaway is the place to get together. Stop in for a drink and some chow with your buddies. Emil's opens every day at 4. If you're hanging out at home instead, order pickup and delivery at emilshideaway.com. Emil's Hideaway, a great place to meet up with friends.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Doug Brown. After leading the Knicks to the playoffs four times in the last 5 years, head coach Tom Thibodeau is fired just 3 days after the team was eliminated by the Pacers. ESPN's Shams Charania.
You think about what they've done as an organization, like to lose in the conference finals, that's not a bad feat. This is a team that's gone from really out of much contention at all. Then when Tom Thibodeau comes in, they become respectable again. Four or five seasons in the playoffs. They've had back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since the 1990s.
Shams Charania on the Pat McAfee Show. Dodgers shortstop Mookie Betts back in the lineup tonight when they host the Mets. He's missed the last four games with a broken toe on his left foot. Yankees closer Luke Weaver goes on the injured list today with a left hamstring strain. Our Jeff Passan reports Weaver's expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks. At the French Open today, men's quarterfinals, Americans Francis Tiafo and Tommy Paul both knocked out. Tiafo in four sets by the 8-seed Lorenzo Musetti, and Paul in straight sets by the 2-seed Carlos Alcaraz.
Every great team has its core players, but when the season gets tough, adding the right free agent can make all the difference. The same goes for business. At Robert Half, we found that 67% of companies surveyed plan to increase their use of contract talent to handle workload peaks and backlogged projects. With Robert Half's specialized recruiters' experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can quickly find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Todd from the Todd Rummelkamp Show. You're hearing Spencer on Sports, exclusively on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN.
Spencer on Sports, Power Hour, chugging down the tracks, unlike the trains on Wilson Avenue. What, did I say that? Did I? No. Yeah, I got stuck behind one of those the other day on the way to work. Like, what, you're just going to stop the last car of the train right in the middle of the road? You could just clear it. I don't know, man. Southwest side, am I right? 319-366-1600. Get you the sports menu early edition coming up in about 25 minutes. Or about 15 minutes, make that. 25 minutes from now, it's the top of the hour, and that means we have 10 minutes left of the show. Cubs radio pregame starts at 5:10 tonight. Cubs and Nationals next. Three nights here on 1600 ESPN. We just gave away our pair of tickets to Justin Moore and Joe Nichols coming to Cedar Rapids on June 21st. Isaac, who was our winner today?
That would be Matt in Cedar Rapids.
Matt knew the correct answer was Joe Flacco. Did you ask Matt if he thinks Joe Flacco is elite?
I did not ask.
No. Well, you got to call back. Is Joe Flacco elite? 319-366-1600.
I feel like I've heard this conversation before. And I've transported back to 2011.
Yeah. Is Joe Flacco elite? 319-366-1600. Well, 2025 Joe Flacco is probably not elite, although I think he's the most elite quarterback in that Browns quarterback room. Someone out there is going to be mad at me for disrespecting Shedeur Sanders. That someone is likely his father, Coach Prime. We're big in Boulder, Colorado as well. But yes, Joe Flacco, the correct answer to Justin or Joe today. Matt, enjoy the show coming up on the 21st of June at the McGrath Amphitheater.
I did see a Cleveland Browns reporter the other day say that Dylan Gabriel just straight up doesn't look like an NFL quarterback. Like, that was how he described it. He's like, he just doesn't look like someone who can play in the NFL.
But why did they drafted him ahead of Shedeur Sanders? What are we doing here?
Maybe I root for everyone in the draft. I always want everyone to be successful.
You want everyone to be, you want everybody to get a trophy? Is that what you're saying?
Well, listen, I'm never going to cheer against guys. There are some people, true, unless they've done some off the field stuff that deserves,
well,
punishment.
Here's the thing. Like, you're absolutely right in that sense. Like, they're pro athletes and we're not. We're in radio. We're talking about them. We're criticizing them. And neither of us have played a snap of professional football, professional baseball, and so on.
I still got time.
You still have eligibility.
That's right.
Kind of. I'm out. I'm old. Not old, but I'm old. I'm large. I have bad knees, so my athletic time has passed me by. Isaac, you've still got plenty of years left, so call up that agent, get that NIL deal and go from there.
Based how my shoulders feel after I hit the gym yesterday, I don't know how successful I would be. I did go a little too heavy yesterday.
No, you're lifting. You even lift, bro?
Do you even lift?
You even lift? Where are we going with this? I was going to spend a few good minutes on this whole house settlement thing on 1600 ESPN. It's one of our Tuesday segments. A few good minutes, we talk about a big topic happening in the sports world. And if you're looking for an update on the house settlement, I'm sorry, I have nothing to tell you. There is no update to the house settlement. The only update, and this is from CBS Sports, you can read more about. They do a good job and did a good job kind of breaking down the next steps whenever this thing gets approved. But in case you have been following, the $2.5 billion settlement is still in limbo right now because the judge has not fully signed off on it. This is the settlement that will allow colleges across the country to start paying their players directly. And the big holdup has been this issue over roster limits. And we've broken this down before. This is not a new thing. But the judge in this case, the federal judge, sent this back to the arbiters, basically, the sides working on this, sent it back to the attorneys and said, you need to find a way to grandfather in the athletes that are going to be affected by the roster limits. And that was the big sticking point and remains the sticking point. And the latest update in this case, and this is where it gets to be, I'm sure there are plenty of conversations being had in both Iowa City, Iowa, and Ames, Iowa, and college campuses across the country about this with this latest news. But the judge granted attorneys involved in this another extension in the case to file summary judgment and other related documents and briefings. Both sides are still waiting for this final judgment. The original deadline is set to be this coming Friday, June 6th. The extension pushes the deadline out another 3 weeks. So June 27th is the date and the deadline to have this all squared away. And that puts things kind of at a really, really kind of crunch time moment, because if you recall, the time this house settlement was set to go into effect and the date that all these schools, including Iowa and Iowa State, have been working towards is July 1st. Well, newsflash, July 1st is what, 4 weeks from today. So if this is not approved and everything is not signed off on by the judge, the federal judge in this case, there's going to be a whole lot of chaos come July 1st, and that could lead to a number of different outcomes. We don't have necessarily the time to go through every single possible outcome with this, but the one big thing that I was reading on CBS Sports that could happen if the settlement is not approved in time for that July 1st start date that everybody's kind of been working toward, schools may need to soon turn to their state governments to, well, legalize the direct pay to players. And it's going to be, you know, you run into a situation where it's a state-by-state basis, and then you have debates with the legislature, and you get, you know, whoever controls, whatever party controls the legislature involved. There might be people who believe this is the right thing to do, not the right thing to do, and it just becomes even more of a mess from there. So I don't think it's necessarily time to hit the old panic button just yet with this. There's still plenty of time, and the reason there is such a big gap between here last night when this extension was granted and the final day that this is coming up toward on June 27th is that there needs to be time for potential appeals to this. It's a whole legal process. You can't just say, well, we've got a deadline that we've been working towards, so you don't get the time to appeal. That's not how it works. So you need to give that proper time to appeal, you know, anything that might be acted upon and different things like that. But this is getting harrowingly close to the time when the house settlement is supposed to be enacted and all these schools have been working toward trying to, you know, okay, July 1, we got to hit play. And they're not actually hitting play. There's no play button to hit, but we have to move forward. We have to have this stuff in place and be ready to roll on July 1, because that's when the new academic year starts for these schools. That's why you see You know, when you had the Big Ten add in those new teams last year, July 1st was that day, right? That's when the calendar kind of rolls over, the academic calendar kind of rolls over with it. So that's the day that schools have been working toward, the date schools have been working toward, and it seems that we're going to be pretty close to the, I hate to use the term or the drop dead date and call it that, but that's essentially what it is. And I am cautiously optimistic that we'll finally move on to, okay, this house settlement, you know, is in place. Here's what it entails. A lot of what it entails is already known, but there are going to be still legal fights once this is all approved. You know, there's different aspects of it, including, you know, an NIL clearinghouse that we'll have to deal with. Different deals that are worth a certain value, dollar value or higher. There's a number of different things that still need to be ironed out, including this whole situation of what happens to the players that, again, we use the example for Iowa because we heard Kirk Ferentz talk about it during spring football. What happens to the players that they let go? Some of them found new homes, so I don't think they're going to transfer back, but you have others who might still be in the portal that now they're offered an opportunity to come back, and how does that work for them, and what happens to them if they haven't found a home, or if they found a home elsewhere and now they've been told, well, you actually could have stayed at Iowa or Iowa State or Minnesota or wherever. What happens to their spot? Are they guaranteed a spot? How do the waivers work? There's still so many questions with this, but the main thing that I think is maybe causing a little bit of panic, although I don't think it's necessarily time to fully panic because we haven't reached the start date for this yet, is the fact that June 27th is the deadline for appeals, the deadline that it seems like we're now all working toward in this. And boy, Isaac, it's not college sports if we're not talking about another messy situation when all is said and done here with this whole house settlement thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting pretty annoyed with it constantly being delayed. I'm ready for it to just be codified. Would that be the right word? I don't know what the word.
Enacted, codified, stuff like that. Yeah,
I don't know what the word is, but I'm ready for it to be done and, you know, finalized. And if I'm annoyed, I can't even imagine how school administrators feel right now. Yeah, I can't imagine how athletic directors, how Big Ten commissioner or, you know, athletic commissioners feel. Or even head coaches, like, they're probably like, I don't know how I'm supposed to talk to my players about what to expect this year when I don't even know what the roster is going to look like. Mm-hmm. Like, I am ready for this stuff to be set so I have an idea of what teams are going to look like and how things are going to operate going forward. And right now it's just constant state of limbo, it feels like. Like, every week is like, oh, we're pushing it back more, we're pushing it back more, we're pushing it back more. Well, at some point, you got to actually pay the bill. Like, at some point, it's got to be time, and either it's finalized or it's not. So I'm ready for it to be finalized or not. I'm just ready for everyone to be done so I can actually know what to expect going forward.
The settlement terms include that $20.5 million salary cap for revenue sharing. That's at each D1 school. Again, that's supposed to start July 1. That's the big hangup. And if they don't know what's been approved, if this hasn't been approved, they can't technically start sharing the revenue, and that's going to be a problem moving forward. There's back payments that are part of it. I mentioned the outside NIL deals. There's a third party that has been set up as part of this, or will be set up as part of this, that has to vet NIL deals of more than $600. So that's a big thing. And then the big bullet here, and I think this is the next kind of sticking point and the thing that's going to cause a lot of controversy, NIL deals must meet fair market value. Well, how do you determine fair market value when you're talking about name, image, and likeness? When you have certain schools throwing X amount of dollars at players here, like Texas Tech and the SEC basically as a whole, and you have other schools that are like, well, we're being more frugal with our NIL, or we don't have that type of budget. What's a fair market value when the playing field is not level at all? And then there's the roster size limits, unlimited scholarships. You can fund every scholarship if you want. Most schools won't. Mostly going to focus on football and men's and women's basketball and maybe a few others. But beyond that, it's not a guarantee that every sport is fully funded with scholarships. So there's a lot of other terms to it, more than, again, we have time to discuss, but certainly a lot to be decided yet with this. And the latest update is, well, really there's no update, and now we're waiting, it sounds like, till June 27th for a possible finalization of the House settlement in the NCAA. 319-366-1600. The Power Hour continues with the Sports Menu Early Edition next here on 1600 ESPN.
Is this heaven? No. It's Orchestra Iowa at Veterans Memorial Stadium for the Iowa debut of Field of Dreams in concert. Bring your family and friends to the ballpark Saturday to watch Field of Dreams on the Jumbotron while the symphony performs the score live from the outfield. Grab a hot dog, beer, and take in the nostalgic ambiance of an evening at the ballpark while you enjoy this cherished film with live music. Get your tickets now for Field of Dreams in concert at OrchestraIowa.com.
On the surface, my life was great, with a job I liked and good friends. The truth? I was drowning in debt and hiding my gambling, pretending everything was fine. What you see isn't always what's real. Calling 1-800-BETS-OFF helped me face the truth. My gambling had gone too far. They connected me to experienced professionals and gave me the tools I needed to see the real me again. There is no judgment, just help. Call 1-800-BETS-OFF for free 24/7 help. A message from Iowa HHS.
Good Guys Auto Parts, Iowa City's only family-owned, family-run auto parts store, invites you to experience something gooder. Gooder prices, gooder brands, gooder warranty. Swing by to shop in person or give us a call for fast, free delivery straight to your door, garage, man cave, or she shed. Good Guys has been voted ugliest parts store 15 years straight. But hey, like your mom said, it's what's on the inside that counts. Good Guys Auto Parts, gooder than good, the goodest.
Emil's Hideaway is the place to get together. Stop in for a drink and some chow with your buddies. Emil's opens every day at 4. If you're hanging out at home instead, order pickup and delivery at emilshideaway.com. Emil's Hideaway, a great place to meet up with friends.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it? You get it. Like that. Ask your phone. Group chat. Smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-665-0696. To learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time instant method to track your blood glucose, US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-665-0696, and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-665-0696 today. That's 888-665-0696, and manage your diabetes as easy as...
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600. Spencer at Sports with you here for another couple minutes. Power Hour rolling right along here. 5:10 for Cubs Radio pregame. So short show today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and Friday as well here on 1600 ESPN. Although a little bit longer edition of the show for Friday. More on that as the week goes on. Real quick before we get to a short sports menu or an early sports menu, do have a severe thunderstorm watch that was just put out by the National Weather Service, not including Linn County, but it does include Johnson County along with Washington County. Also included in this list is Cedar County and a number of counties to the south and east of that general area. So if you're in Johnson County, Washington County, along with Cedar County, Clinton County as well, looking at Lee County, Scott County, Muscatine County, Louisa County as well, severe thunderstorm watch. So basically, if you took a line and drew it south and east of Cedar Rapids, does include Iowa City and Coralville, but not the city of Cedar Rapids, nothing in Linn County. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for those locations. Of course, you can get more information on your weather app. Of course, we'll keep you up to date if anything does turn severe here, but severe thunderstorm watch until 11 o'clock for those counties that I mentioned. National Weather Service putting that out. Watch means conditions are favorable in that area, in and around that area, for the possibility of severe storms. Did have some heavy rain within the last half hour, 45 minutes or so here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Saw some ominous looking clouds as we were starting Three Big Things. So I'm kind of looking out there like, what's going on? Is it going to be one of those days? I don't know. But we do have some severe weather possible in portions of the area, according to the National Weather Service. We'll repeat that update for you here in just a moment. Let's get to a quick look at the sports menu.
What are you eating?
Instant mashed potatoes for frozen TV dinners.
And I want to know why it didn't have mayonnaise.
Okay. On the menu today, we have...
Well, no hockey, no basketball tonight. Not even college baseball or the Women's College World Series. So you've got... Major League Baseball, and I guess I kind of lied, you got the WNBA tonight, too. Regular season games continuing in the WNBA, including the Indiana Fever. But let's run through the world of baseball real quick here. Just a quick rundown of the regional games. National League Central, American League Central teams. Pittsburgh Pirates taking on the Houston Astros tonight with Paul Skeens on the hill. Lance McCullers Jr., the other starter there in that one, 5:40 start time there. Cubs game tonight in Washington, D.C. at 5:45 first pitch. Cade Horton on the hill opposite Trevor Williams. Saw some injury updates a few moments ago from Craig Counsell. Craig Counsell giving those injury updates to reporters in D.C. Kyle Tucker not in the lineup tonight. Again, jammed his ring finger on Sunday. He's probably going to need another day or two, according to Counsell, but no plans for an injured list stint for Kyle Tucker. And Counsell also saying Shota Imanaga flew to Arizona and is expected to face live hitters this week. So some positive news there. No Kyle Tucker tonight, but not looking like he'll need to go on the injured list for the ring finger incident, jamming the finger over the weekend. So that's some good news there, that from Craig Counsell in Washington. But Cade Horton and Trevor Williams, your pitching matchup tonight. Yankees and Guardians tonight at 6:05. Tanner Bibee and Carlos Rodon, the pitching matchup there. Brewers go for win number 8 in a row as they take on the Cincinnati Reds at 6:10 tonight. Freddie Peralta and Hunter Green, pitching matchup there. Tigers and White Sox from the south side at 6:40. Then you have the Royals and Cardinals at 6:45. Michael Lorenzen and Andre Pallante, the pitching matchup there. Jack Caglione in the lineup, batting 6th tonight and DHing. Your MLB debut and your DHing for the Royals. That's some big expectations for a guy who can hit the ball and hit the ball far. But Royals and Cardinals tonight at 6:45. And then the Twins taking on the Athletics 9:05 from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Pablo Lopez opposite Jacob Lopez. I'm assuming no relation. I'm not actually 1,000% sure on that. But 9:05 for the Twins out on the West Coast. Let's real quick run through the WNBA. We got 3 games tonight. WNBA action, including the Indiana Fever. Still no Caitlin Clark. Fever are favored by 4.5 tonight, taking on Washington. They've lost 2 in a row, including to the winless Connecticut Sun over the weekend. Looking to right the ship tonight at home against Washington. That's at 6 on NBA TV. Phoenix is at Minnesota tonight at 7, and then Dallas plays at Seattle at 8:30 tonight on ESPN. That's what's on the sports menu for tonight here on 1600 ESPN. Take a quick time out, come back. A few final thoughts to wrap up the show today. Again, with you till 5:10 here on 1600 ESPN. So stick with me. We'll come back and put an official bow on the show here on 1600 ESPN.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 provides the direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. You are not alone. For 24/7 support, call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
My greatest joy was my granddaughter's birth. I saw myself in her face and was determined to be the best grandma. But my gambling was getting out of hand. With bills piling up and keeping my gambling to myself, I was living a double life. 1-800-BETS-OFF helped me face the truth about my gambling and connected me to experienced professionals. Now my family sees the real me, the best grandma. Call 1-800-BETS-OFF for free 24/7 help. There's no judgment, just help. A message from Iowa HHS.
Evan, Canty, and Michelle are unsportsmanlike.
Which member of our show would be most likely to chew on bark?
Definitely me.
Like by accident? Or you'd be like, hey, I'll try any food anytime. Bark's not food.
If you told me it's good for digestion.
You would do it?
Yeah, I love a health trend. I love a cleanse.
Bark?
You've seen all my adaptogens at my desk?
Bark.
I'd try it.
Unsportsmanlike.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 1600 ESPN. KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. This is 1600 ESPN.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Doug Brown. The Knicks fire head coach Tom Thibodeau after five seasons on the job. The Knicks made the Eastern Conference Finals this season for the first time in 25 years and were beaten by the Pacers in six games. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith.
I don't think this was fair to Tom Thibodeau at all. And I'm somebody that has been very critical of him in terms of his lack of use of his bench, not really prepping guys to really be able to contribute come playoff time, not going deep enough. But nevertheless, they won 51 games. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Stephen A. Smith on NBA Today. The NBA Finals start Thursday night with the Thunder hosting the Pacers in Game 1. Coverage on ESPN Radio and ABC. The reigning champion Panthers and the Oilers open the Stanley Cup Final with Game 1 tomorrow night in Edmonton. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Steelers are not expected to make a trade to get tight end Jonnu Smith. Smith would like to stay with the Dolphins. Adam also reports Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai has a calf injury. He's expected to be out until training camp. He led the team in tackles last year.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
With Progressive Customer Service, there are lots of ways to connect with us, so you never have to miss a second of your favorite sport. Because you'd much rather watch a ball go through a net 124 times in 48 minutes when you don't really have to pay attention until the last two, and then somehow those 2 minutes will take an hour. You don't want to miss all that. Luckily, you can chat with Progressive on our app, online, or over the phone without missing a single one of those times the ball goes through the metal circle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from the Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
This is Radio Iowa. Vietnamese officials visiting Iowa have signed agreements to buy more agricultural products from the Midwest, including Iowa. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag.
We've seen Vietnam as an attractive market. A market that's got a real upside. It's a young population. It's a growing economy.
Under one of the agreements, Vietnam is to purchase $400 million worth of soybeans and soybean meal from AGP, a farmer-owned cooperative that has five processing plants in Iowa. Iowa is under an air quality alert because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. The DNR says a band of wildfire smoke is moving into Iowa from the north, with the heaviest smoke stretching from the southwest through the northeast. Fire swept through three houses in Olwine this morning. KCRG-TV reports that there were no injuries, but all three houses are a total loss. This is Radio Iowa.
He needs someone to shoot hoops with. But it's not about the game of basketball. It's about the game of life. Less about wins and losses, and more about showing up and being there. He needs someone who will coach him. Someone who cares. Someone like you. There are kids in your community who need guidance from someone who knows the importance of giving back, so they can have a brighter future. Be that someone. Be a mentor.
Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
Iowa, it's John Walters, voice of the Cyclones. In sports and in life, everyone needs someone to help show the way. That's what Iowa's disability access points are all about. They connect people with disabilities, families, and caregivers to the right support. From planning and information to referrals, you're not alone. Part of Iowa's Aging and Disability Resource Network Center, they're here to help, no matter where you are in the state. Visit hhs.iowa.gov/ADRC to find your access point today.
The Todd Brommelkamp Show on 1600 ESPN.
Sounds good. What is it?
Hey, it's Todd inviting you to wake up with me Wednesday morning between 6:30 and 9 a.m. right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports. I'll have another opportunity for you to take home a prize pack from the Freedom Festival. Plus, Wednesday means it's time to spin the wheel of beef.
What is it again?
The Todd Brommelkamp Show on 1600 ESPN. Live and local sports talk for your ride home. It's Drive Time with Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
A very, very short drive time here on a Tuesday, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Cubs baseball pregame show starts in about 5 minutes here on 1600 ESPN. 5:10 pregame, 5:45 first pitch. Cubs and the Nationals here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports and Chicago Cubs baseball, 1600 ESPN. Appreciate Linder's support. Whether it's a short version of Drive Time or a long version of Drive Time, stop into one of their locations. Iowa City, North Liberty, or Grinnell, and visit them online at LinderTire.com. We'll do some housekeeping here over the next couple of minutes. I got about 3 minutes before I got to step out and send it to the Cubs here. But quick little housekeeping here. You heard Todd Brommelkamp, his little promo looking ahead to tomorrow's show. He does have that opportunity to win a Freedom Festival prize pack again on the show tomorrow. Four buttons and two T-shirts, and that chance to win coming up tomorrow with Todd here on 1600 ESPN. Todd's got a special keyword for you to listen for sometime between 6:30 and 9. When you hear it, send it to our text line, 319-366-1600, for your chance to win. Freedom Festival, of course, running June 26th through Independence Day, July 4th. And a reminder as well, tomorrow is a Wednesday. The Cubs play tomorrow night against the Nationals, and Wednesday could become Wednesday, and you could win some tickets to see the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. When the Cubs win a Wednesday game, we will draw a winner and announce it on Thursday, and you could win some tickets as Wednesday becomes Wednesday from us here at 1600 ESPN. Listen, Thursdays, we've announced two winners. We got a nice email from one of the winners who is very grateful for the tickets, said they had a great time, and appreciate them giving us some feedback, letting us know how things went, and glad they enjoyed the game. And you could be the next winner of some tickets. I believe the Pirates game on the 14th is the last game available. We've given out all the tickets for the other two games that we had had tickets for. But if you want a chance to win, if you haven't registered already, if you're already registered, you're good to go. We'll draw you from the name. Hopefully we'll draw you from the pool of names. But if you haven't registered yet for your chance to win free Cubs tickets, go to kgymradio.com and put your name in the drawing. And simple as filling out the form on our website. And if the Cubs win tomorrow night against Washington, we'll draw and announce a winner coming up Thursday here on 1600 ESPN. So looking forward to that opportunity as well. Again, full details there on our website. Real quick, before I step out the door for today, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch for portions of the listing area. Does include Johnson County, also Washington County, and Cedar County. Basically, Johnson County to the south and east. Severe thunderstorm watch until 11 p.m. this evening. Linn County not included in the watch, but Johnson County is. Stick with us here at 1600 ESPN and our family of stations, Z102.9, Smart FM, and X107.5. We'll keep you up to date should any severe weather come out of the weather moving through here this afternoon and this evening. But severe thunderstorm watch till 11 for a portion of the listening area. That'll do it for me here today. Thanks for joining the Power Hour. Cubs baseball against the Nationals coming up next here on 1600 ESPN.
Man, I love driving fast on these roads. And I don't want to brag, but we're making really good time.
Watch out!